guys.
Mike, how important is it, I think I know the answer already, to get Doug Martin going, and what's it going to take, Mike?
Well, we took a hard look at everything, and it's similar in a lot of cases to this time last year where you have an early buy, and really comes at a good time because we break down everything, the technique, the scheme, the players, the plays, etc. And I think there are instances when we can look this season where Doug has done some very, very good things and he's running the ball well. There are other times where there are various reasons, whether it's a physical mismatch or whether it's a schematic disadvantage or just a play called at an inopportune time where he hasn't been able to get on track in terms of everyone else around him. And so I think as we are looking to move forward here with the rest of the season, we feel very, very confident about the types of runs that we want to center our offensive game plan around, some of the adjustments that we need to do to go ahead and maximize his effectiveness. And then also knowing that, you know, this is a tough guy, a young man that's in great shape, but also knowing that it is a long season, and so are there some other individuals that maybe would get some touches to kind of complement him and be able to give us some more versatility as an offense. So we've taken all those things into account, and I think we'll be in good shape starting with this.
He is,
and we were aware of that, and I think that, again, he would be probably the first person to say, well, hey, that's I want more. But you know, that's our job is kind of taking a bigger picture view of things and looking at what we want to do as far as down the road, some of our longer-term goals. But I feel very comfortable and very confident with where we're at after the bye week, having really taken a hard look at what we need to do to fix our problems.
In training camp, just from our appearance or what I saw, it looked like you guys – wanted to get Doug more involved in the passing game, maybe with some middle screens and some different things, but just hasn't materialized this year. Is that maybe part of the issue why somebody's not here? Is that just what the defense has taken away from you guys? And is that a goal to get him more involved catching the ball?
We'd like to, and there's been some instances, even with some throws down the field, that, you know, New England, where we tried to isolate him on a linebacker, and we've had some instances, and he had a couple catches in this most recent game and was able to, you know, catch for one, and then the ultimate result is 15 or 16 yards because of his run after catch. And so I think he started to hit his stride towards the middle of last season and on through the latter part of last season in terms of getting more touches. And certainly anytime we can get him in space where he has the ball in his hands and the closest defenders are where you guys are, that's, you know, as opposed to him having to hit a tight crease, you know, that's advantage us and advantage him. So we're definitely looking at that, and it's not something that we've made a conscious decision to get away from. It's just a matter of trying to implement that along with some of the other things we're trying to do to find our balance, get our identity, get ourselves playing some consistent football that we can all be satisfied with.
Same thing with Jeff Demps, getting him involved. I mean, is there a –
And Jeff's a very, very fast, explosive player. A couple touches for us were some big plays, you know, 14-yard run on a kind of a jet sweep type of a play, and then caught a very simple diagonal, and then you open your eyes and there's a 9-yard gain. And so I think it'd be foolish for us not to explore every option and look at someone that has his explosiveness and his talent and not do some things that help us and, you know, let those defensive coaches have more to worry about and have to figure out how to solve and make that be a compliment, you know, to what we're trying to do.
Mike, when you look at your overall offense the first quarter of the season, is what about this time last year you started hitting some shot plays? Mm-hmm. You actually started, you know, putting it on film. I mean, is that sort of what's not been as consistent for you?
That's one of the things, absolutely, Rick. I think that is a part of who we are, who we want to be, and the two go hand in hand. If you're able to effectively run the ball, then that opens up the shot plays and the ability of hitting the shot plays. And it sounds easier said than done, but there's no question that that's been an emphasis for us. And it's been very exciting to see, while it's practice, but still the type of chemistry that's developing and some of the things that are taking place with Mike, working with Vincent and with Mike Williams, and now with the other receivers that, you know, with Taekwon coming into the fray and Paige and so forth, so and the tight end. So there is some of those things we're working on, and hopefully we can go ahead and add that to who we are moving forward.
What impact could Crabtree have, Mike, realistically, if he's healthy?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you see of him in training camp? You really haven't seen him in game conditions.
Right. I think Tree has a versatility that I think can present some problems for defenses and help us as an offense. And that he is, I think, is strong enough and physical enough to do the things that you want to do in the run game, pass protection if necessary, and yet still athletic enough and fast enough to win the one-on-ones, to get separation, short area quickness that we want in some of your intermediate routes. And so you have a Timmy Wright who is a great mismatch in a lot of cases on a linebacker as far as in the pass game, and we have to be smart about the things we want to do with him in the run game. A guy like Trey, you know, if he gets himself back in football shape and he's healthy and he's ready to go, we saw enough from him that we felt that there's a versatility there that enables us to have him be on the field and keep the defenses honest. Is it going to be, is he going to be in pass protection? Is he going to be blocking in line? Is he going to release and do a vertical route, an intermediate route? And so that's probably the biggest strength that he has that we're hoping he gets back so we can take advantage of that.
Can you give a sense of how the on-field leadership and the practice leadership has changed since you made the switch to Mike Glennon?
Well, I think Mike has, from the day that he got here, had a great work ethic and a maturity about him. I mean, kind of as you talk about those rookies that, you know, that's, you know, 22 going on 42 in terms of just really knowing when it's time to focus and bear down and put in the time. And I think his teammates, through practice at least, and even in our most recent ball game, have been able to see a guy that it's not too big for him, that he is willing to stay in there and you know, put his face in the fan, so to speak, in the pass plays. He doesn't get rattled in terms of his first time out the gate, you know, with the huddle calls. He's putting the time. He's showing the maturity. He's making some plays. There's been a level of execution and tempo that we've had that's been very, very good. That's a credit to Mike and all the hard work that he's doing. And so I think his teammates have responded to that, you know, despite how difficult things have been for everybody, certainly for us on offense, to see a guy, you know, get an opportunity and make the most of it and hit the ground running. I think the other offensive players and even some of the defensive players are taking note of that. And now it's just a matter of trying to transfer that from what we've seen in practice and just is one shot out the gate, so to speak, in this last game, to getting some momentum and doing it on the field and starting this Sunday versus Philadelphia.
Mike, how would you describe a sense in the building from your perspective that a page has been turned on a September that you don't want to remember, and this is a fresh start for this franchise?
Well, you know, the one thing that can't change is our record. You know, we can't go back in time, like you said, and get those games back. But as you mentioned, it is an opportunity, having gone through the bye week and taken a hard look at ourselves and examined everything and identifying who we are, what's our identity, both in the run game and the pass game, and Mike Glennon is our quarterback and moving forward with him. I think it does give us a sense of optimism that, you know, you got to go one at a time, and right now we're not even thinking about the game. It was about thinking about today's practice, and it'll be about these meetings and then about tomorrow's practice. But there is an optimism, a sense of, you know, the past is the past, and all we can do with that is what we did do, and that's learn from it and take a hard look at what were the things that we did well, what did we not do well, why did we not do well in those areas, work to fix them, and move forward. So to answer your question, I think, yes, there is a high level of optimism and a focus on the task at hand and an eagerness to move forward and play the type of offense that we know we're capable of playing.
The points that Philadelphia has given up this year, do you kind of look at this as a potential game to kind of fix all of the issues that's been hovering over the offense?
You know what, whether the team's been playing well defensively or they haven't been playing well, you know, with some of the issues that we've had, I mean, we should be the last offense of any offenses of the 32 teams to be looking at, well, this is what they do. We've got a lot of our own fires that we've needed to put out, so to speak, and what we focused on. So I know Billy Davis, he's a heck of a coach. I spent a year with him there in Philadelphia, in New York, 2004, before he obviously he's not Philadelphia. I know who have those guys ready to go, and Trent Cole, Connor Barwin, and it's a talented group. They present problems from the standpoint of being the 3-4 odd spacing, and then being able to do some of your even spacing and the pressures. And you know, they did a heck of a job against the Giants, and you know, there's obviously some similarities structurally to what the Giants do offensively to what we do offensively. So we know that we're going to have a heck of a challenge, and right now our focus is just, as we've alluded to here this afternoon, is the things that we need to get better at, getting better at, and moving forward. So,
with the hard with a hard look back that you took at the offense, can you pull out one thing that was on the positive side that was surprising to you, or you know, better than expected?
Well, I think one of the things when you look at the numbers on third down, you know, we're in a position certainly not in the leading the league or in the top 10, but far better. And if we were to pull out the third and 11 pluses, you know, we have too many third and 11 pluses, 15, which is almost four a game, which is too many. But if we looked at ourselves as far as our efficiency from third and one up to third and 10, third and 10 excluding the third and 11s, we're somewhere near that 50 percentile mark. So the efficiency, if I had to pick one that jumps out, that certainly not good enough, can get better, but is, you know, is a slight bright spot in other words, dark in many areas the first four games, that would be one.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.